listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, and talk about the miraculous power and the miraculous love of Jesus. Here we go, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." After the Sermon on the Mount, that's in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the Gospel of Matthew continues, "When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him." The miracles of Jesus attracted a lot of attention, but so did his teaching ministry. Matthew demonstrated this by his mention of the great multitudes that followed him after coming down from the Mount of Beatitudes. One of those who came to Jesus was a man with a terrible disease. It says, "Behold, a leper came and worshipped him." In the ancient world, leprosy was a terrible, destructive disease, and it still is in some parts of the world. The ancient leper had no hope of improvement, so this leper came to Jesus with a great sense of need and desperation. Leprosy often begins with the loss of sensation in some part of the body. Because of the nerve damage, the muscles begin to waste away. The hands and feet become disfigured and often deteriorate so much that fingers and toes are lost. Over the span of 20 or 30 years, a leper might lose hands and feet. It is, as William Barclay wrote, a kind of terrible progressive death in which a man dies by inches. For all these reasons, the condition of leprosy is a model of sin and its effects. It is a contagious, debilitating disease that corrupts its victim and makes him essentially dead while alive. And it followed that almost universally, society and religious people scorned lepers. Many Jewish rabbis in the ancient world especially despised lepers and saw them as people under the special judgment of God, deserving no pity or mercy. In Jesus' time, rabbis sometimes boasted about how badly they treated lepers. One bragged that he refused to buy even an egg on a street where he saw a leper. Another one boasted that he threw rocks at lepers upon seeing them. Nevertheless, this leper came to Jesus by himself, and he came despite many discouragements. I mean, after all, the leper knew how terrible his problem was. The leper knew that other people gave up on him as having a hopeless condition. The leper knew that he had no one who could or would take him to Jesus. He had no previous example of Jesus healing a leper to give him hope. He had no promise from Jesus that the Messiah would heal him. He had no invitation from Jesus or the disciples. And the leper must have felt ashamed and alone in the crowd. Just like this leper, we should be willing to come to Jesus despite many discouragements. When this man came to Jesus, he not only begged to be made better, he also worshiped him. And when he asked Jesus, the leper phrased his request like this, "Lord, if you are willing." This shows that the leper had no doubt at all about the ability of Jesus to heal. His only question was if Jesus was willing to heal. You see, this leper believed in the power of Jesus. Leprosy was so hopeless in the ancient world that healing a leper was compared to raising the dead. Yet this leper knew that all Jesus needed was to be willing. He believed in the power of Jesus. He wasn't so sure about the love and concern of Jesus for his condition. It's often easier for us to believe in miraculous power than in miraculous love. The good news is that Jesus shows both miraculous power and miraculous love to this leper. This gives us just another reason why we should be willing to fight through whatever discouragements may come our way so that we can bring ourselves to Jesus. There, we can receive from Him both His miraculous power and His miraculous love. So receive it from Him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.